I don't care how old you are. I don't care how long you've been doing the thing that you've been doing. You're trying to figure out if there's something else you're supposed to be doing. You're trying to figure out what your thing is, to find your passion, your purpose. Or maybe you've been doing the same thing for quite a while and you're just, it's not lighting you up anymore and you gotta figure something else out, but you're afraid. When you think about making this transition, it's scary. You don't wanna get it wrong. Or maybe for some reason you think that you're like too old to make this kind of a change. Well, you're not. My name is Chalene Johnson. Welcome to Build Your Tribe. You're not alone. Billions and billions, literally, of people search this exact topic on Google every single year. And I think it's because we've just been like inundated with this idea, this belief that we all have this grandiose purpose. Like the skies are going to part and magically your purpose, your passion, the thing that you were called to do is going to appear. I think we also feel like with all the messaging like on social media, we see people who it feels like they have found their calling. It feels like the reason why they're known, the reason why they have significance is because they discovered their thing. I think we really over-glamorize this idea and we mystify it that supposedly there's like one special thing that like when you discover it, everything's going to make sense. You're going to make tons of money. People are going to know you. You're going to feel like Mother Teresa. You're going to make a difference in this world. You're going to make a major impact. You have to find your thing. But I'm here to tell you, that is not true. And in this episode of Build Your Tribe, I'm going to give you 4 steps to figure it out. And I'm also going to share with you some stories that I think are going to inspire you like to truly believe that it's not too late, number one. And number two, that you can change your mind at any point. In fact, you can have more than one purpose, more than one thing that you're able to make a significant impact with. Again, I'm going to give you a 4-step simplified process to do this. But even after you listen to these 4 steps, if you still are feeling a little insecure about the idea, if you're still not 100% confident about the direction you need to go in, I will place a link below this episode to a questionnaire that I've developed for my own students and that I make my students, those ones who it's like, I can see it for them, but they can't see it. I have them go through this questionnaire and there's a lot of personal information that you're going to like, basically you're going to take an inventory of who you are, what your interests are. And by answering these series of questions, it's kind of interesting how like when you do this in your own handwriting, which is what I want you to do, I want you to download it. I want you to print it. And I want you to carve out some time to answer the questions, because when you do that in your own handwriting versus just like letting it bounce around in your head, it's amazing how clear the picture becomes for you. Okay, that link will be below in our show description. But the first thing I want to tell you is that you likely have more than one calling or purpose. My personal belief and experience is such that we all have multiple things and multiple interests that could be our thing. And when I say our thing, it could be the thing that lights us up, the thing that gives us purpose, the thing that makes us feel fulfilled and significant. But because we over-dramatize this idea, the idea of having, like, finding your purpose, your calling, we often fail to take that first step because we feel like, well, I'm kind of interested in this, but it's not that big of a deal. Like, this can't be my life's work, my life's calling. I remember when I first started teaching fitness classes back in, you know, like in my early 20s, when I really decided, okay, I want to turn this into a thing. If someone had told me then that I had to declare that thing, teaching fitness, my purpose and my calling, I would not have done so because I wouldn't have thought it was big enough. In fact, I was all my life intending to be an attorney. I graduated from Michigan State University. My degree is in justice, morality, and constitutional democracy. I had taken the LSAT. I was working as a paralegal. I was working as in a law firm. My goal was to become a lawyer. That sounded like purpose. That sounded like, yeah, that's my thing. And so I kind of started to identify that. Like, I kind of believed that I would have significance if I picked something really big and respected. And at the time, I just thought if I told people my thing was fitness, that they would go like, it's not a calling or a purpose. It's like a hobby. So I caution you, I want to warn you that you don't want to overthink this. You don't want to make it a big thing. Like, you have to start with one thing so you can progress to the next thing. And you never know if that little thing is going to end up being a big thing. I had no idea that teaching fitness classes would eventually lead to me selling tens of millions of exercise DVDs. That blows my mind. I couldn't get hired at first. Like, no one would hire me at first. I wasn't even that good at it. I had to figure out how to get good at it. It wasn't the thing that, like, I felt like I was born to do. In fact, I didn't think I was that great at it. I just really enjoyed taking things that were hard and complicated and not that fun and making them really fun. And I enjoyed the process of getting better at it. And I enjoyed creating a type of workout that other people hadn't seen before, hadn't done before. I didn't plan on it being such a big deal. I didn't plan on it taking off. But since that time, I've had lots of other things that have become my thing. In fact, you're probably listening to this episode of Build Your Tribe because you know me as a business and marketing expert. Yet, in a previous lifetime, I was much better known for my fitness videos. But eventually, and I, you know, I've told this whole story of like how and why I transitioned out of the fitness industry. In fact, I'm going to link to an episode of The Chalene Show. That's my personal podcast where I like talk about life stuff. This one's just all business and marketing. But on my personal podcast, I've told the story of why I left the fitness industry. And you might be listening to this episode because you're in that same headspace where you're like, I don't feel like I belong here anymore. Like, my work here is done. Have you ever done something where it's like, everyone's like, oh, you're so good at that. And you're like, but it's not challenging to me. So you lose your passion, you lose your spark, you lose your joy from something that at one point did give you joy. And I think that's probably a really good sign that it is time for you to pivot. That doesn't mean quit. I didn't immediately quit. I made the pivot in my head and I started that transition before I kind of announced that transition. And I think that's something you can do too. It's much less scary versus like if you're like, I am so sick of being, I don't know, I'm so sick of being a nurse and I've always wanted to work with children and horses. You don't have to quit your job. In fact, I recommend that you not do something that's that financially devastating. Make a slow transition, especially if you don't know if the thing that you're thinking you want to do is something you're actually going to enjoy doing. Eventually, I did leave the fitness industry entirely, but I made the transition slowly into something that was a serious interest and passion for me that was just like bubbling up inside. And that was to teach other people, specifically women, how to use online marketing, like how to grow their personal brand, how to take the thing that you're trying to figure out and like help the world find out about it, like how to make money from this thing that you actually love doing, right? Because I'd figured out how to do that and I'd done it in more than just the fitness industry. I'd done it in several industries and I'd helped other people do it. And I'm like, there's a process and there's a system to learn the right order in which to do these things online. And I want to teach people that. And I became really passionate about it. So then I transitioned. And then I only marketed myself as a business and marketing expert. Now, if you are in a stage where you kind of already know what your thing is, but you're having a difficult time figuring out how to brand yourself, I recently have done 2 episodes on personal branding. And I will link to both of those below in our show notes. These are great episodes to start with, especially if you're someone who's like, okay, I got it. I don't know how to position myself. But for the rest of you, it's about figuring out what that thing is. Before I get to those 4 steps for you, I want to reiterate how important it is that you remember that you can change your mind anytime you want to. This is your life. And if there's something else that you are feeling passionate about and called to do, you need to do that. Now, I don't want you to jump ship and abandon ship like every year. You're never going to get any traction. You got to stick to things long enough and be persistent in order for people to know about it. And in order for you to make any money at it, people need to know that that's what you're doing. So the branding and marketing I've been doing for probably the last 10, 12 years. And in the last year or so, again, this is not something I decided. I think sometimes our thing chooses us. We don't choose it, right? So in the last couple of years, I've just become like so fascinated because of my own journey with hormones and the lack of information and resources that women have around perimenopause from like about age 36 to 56. Like that group of women, there's like no information available. I mean, it's just not readily available. It's such an outdated area that most doctors discourage women from having their hormones tested. the rate of anxiety and depression and mood swings and the changes in your body. It's like a roller coaster ride. We freak women out and we get them all paranoid about menopause when truthfully, it's the like 7 to 10 years before menopause that is the true horror show, like literally. And I've become so passionate about this because of my community on that's part of the Chalene Show. When I started talking about this and I'm working with my own hormone doctor and I'm figuring out my own hormones and I'm, you know, able to transition very smoothly into menopause because I had that knowledge, because I was doing that research, because I was working with a doctor who specialized in hormone replacement therapy and other natural ways to balance your hormones. I was talking about it a lot and I found that there were many women who were just completely in the dark. And I found myself wanting to talk about it and research more and talk about it and almost like wanting to be an, I don't want to say a know-it-all, but like you just want to spread the word. And the reason why I share that story with you is because now I feel like I'm kind of going to, you're hearing this for the first time. It's not that I'm going to step away from business and marketing. It's not that I'm ever going to step away from my push journals or, you know, the other things like podcasting that are also business centers. But I definitely am going to step into and spend a lot more time helping women in this area because it's my thing for right now. So keep that in mind. You have many purposes that you're going to experience in your lifetime. You may have gone through a season where your purpose was to raise healthy, confident, self-sufficient children. That was your thing for that season. And you may have gone through a season where it was your thing to care for an aging parent. And you may have gone through a season where it was your thing to help others figure out something. Or maybe there was a time where your thing was figuring out how to code websites or teaching sign language. Like you go through different seasons of your life. You're not ever just focused on one thing. And I find that many times our own personal challenges evolve into passions. They evolve into topics that we can't stop talking about, can't stop thinking about. And through sometimes trial and error, we become not the expert, but an expert in the way we needed to solve the problem. Do not be afraid of thinking of yourself as an expert. You're not ever going to be. I don't care what the topic is, you will never be the expert. But you can and should consider yourself an expert in the way you solve the problem for you, or an expert in the way you approach this thing, whether it's knitting or teaching people how to use Instagram. Like you have your own unique way of doing it. Like that's Brock's expertise is teaching Instagram, but he's not the Instagram expert. He's one of the experts, and you can be one of the experts in that thing that you're very passionate about in this season in your life. And remember, you're going to have future seasons and future challenges that are going to reveal to you purpose and challenge and things that right now you haven't yet even experienced. There's so many ways that your life can have meaning and significance, but a lot of times that thing is going to find you. Obviously, you listen to Build Your Tribe because you're trying to figure out additional ways, additional streams of income to build and grow your business and to build and grow your social media. And if you haven't figured it out already, one of the best ways to make money on all social media platforms is with brand deals. I'm not talking about like the old school style of influencer where it's like a person getting ready with their makeup and they're just absolutely perfect. No, I'm talking about people who are super authentic and real and they're just like the person next door and that's what makes them very believable. Brands want to work with people who have trust with their audience. They don't care how many followers you have. But they're not going to come looking for you. That's a misconception. You have to go to them and you have to do it in a way that shows them, yeah, I might not have any previous brand experience, but I understand this. I understand what's going on. And you send them the right kind of pitch. There's actually 8 different steps involved, in my opinion, that are almost guaranteed to get you the kind of deals that you're looking for. And I'd be happy to share that with you. All you have to do is go to chalene.com/get a deal. And when you go there, chalene.com/get a deal, you'll enter your email address and I will send you back a complete report, like the 8 steps you need to do to secure your first of hopefully many brand deals. Again, chalene.com/get a deal. Now we're going to jump into my 4-step process. The first step in this process is identifying the things that right now in this season you are passionate about. That doesn't mean that it's your life's calling. It just means that you are like almost obsessed. Like you love it. You can't get enough of it. You love talking about it. You love talking to other people about it. You love researching it. You love doing it. You love being in it. You love knowing about it. Like, these are the three things that you geek out on. Okay, so make a list of the top three things that are just interesting. Don't worry about if it's big enough. Don't worry about if it's too niched. Don't worry about if it's weird. Just the first three things that come to mind. Step two is to then ask yourself, and this is really important, because how you answer step two will make a big difference in how we approach step three. But in step two, you have to ask yourself if you need to make money from this thing. If that's the goal, then how you select which one you go all in on is a little different. So if you're right now, you're like, no, I'm retired. I am so wealthy. I have investments and I'm done worrying about making money. I just want to make a difference. I just really want to do what lights me up and what sets me on fire. And I don't care. I'm into philanthropy. I'm going to give all my money away. Like, if that's you, Oprah, then this is going to be really fun for you. If, however, you're like, Shalene, I definitely would like to make more money. And I would love to make money doing something that I'm passionate about, something that I'm really interested in, something that lights me up. Okay. If the later is your answer, you're like, I need to make money, which is, I think, is probably most people, then you need to look at those three things that you listed that are all interests of yours. And you have to ask yourself, this is just my personal opinion, this is my personal expertise, expert way of helping people figure this out, is you look at those three and you go, okay, which one of these three right now, based on the timing, based on whatever day and year and month that you are listening to this episode, which one of these, there's an opportunity, like there's a need in the market. People are interested in this thing. So let's say, for example, your three interests include, number one, you love coding websites and you want to teach other people how to code websites. Number two, you love indoor cycling and you want to develop a cycling workout like Peloton and market it online. And number three is you love trading sports cards and you want to teach other Gen Xers how to do a better job of selecting valuable sports cards. Okay, you've got those three things. I know I picked really random things, but you would want to look at those three and go like, okay, which one of these is primed right now? It's like, there's a great opportunity. There's a need in the market. Well, it's not coding websites. Even if you love that, like that ain't it, right? And creating an indoor cycling program, do your research. Like that's a maybe, right? But the one that where you're realizing like, oh gosh, there's nobody knows how to, like Gen Xers don't know how to sell cards because they all grew up selling and collecting sports cards and they just don't understand now how it's done. It's different and how much fun it could be for them, but they have to learn this new approach, right? Okay, like we already know one of them ain't gonna make any money. So we're gonna have to scratch that one. But the other two, now we need to do some research. So take the one or two that you're like, oh, I think there's an opportunity here and start doing some research, figure out who else is doing it. And remember, just because there's like 100 other people doing it, doesn't mean that there's not still a huge need. You have to look at the demand. You have to look at like, how can you help this segment of the population that has not yet been served in this area? And how would you make money in this area? So to go back to my own example, when I was faced with this decision, like, okay, I've got to pick a thing. I need to pick a thing. This is back in my late 20s. I was already working as a paralegal. I was already working in fitness. I was also trying to sell ebooks. And I was also trying to do workshops at hotels for women who wanted to learn how to start a business from home. Well, that just wasn't working. I was trying and trying and trying. There wasn't social media at the time. So that was not working for me. I didn't have the chops. People weren't interested in starting their own businesses. We're talking like in the late 90s, early 2000s. So that just, it wasn't as viable. I was working in fitness and I knew I couldn't make much money as a fitness instructor. But I was like, there's this way that I'm teaching this class that everyone else is struggling to create their own workouts. Like there's a real need. Yes, there were other people doing it. There was Jazzercise, there was Body Pump, there was, you know, a few others, but there wasn't anyone doing it the way I was doing it. And I knew that there was a huge need because so many people would tell me, oh my gosh, I wish I had your routine. I wish I had your music. I wish you could give me your choreography. So pay attention to the things where you're like, okay, there's a need there. And then you have to ask yourself, where can I make money the quickest? So I knew that some of the other things that I was looking at, I didn't have the same income potential. I knew there wasn't as big of a need. And I did my research. And then I also was considering, so as a third option, which I think you need to think about, is I also thought about starting a snowboarding apparel company. Now, there was a need. There was a potential to make a huge amount of money. But as I started doing my research, I knew it was way too much work. And after meeting with another person who owned a snowboarding apparel company and interviewing him and like really picking his brain and understanding like what was involved, it was very clear to me that I did not want that lifestyle. I didn't want to take something that was such a relief, such a passion for my family, something that was so fun for us. And that would mean that I'd be turning that thing into a business. And it was just the wrong decision for me. So if step two is answering the question, do I need to make money from this? And the answer is yes. Then step three is then doing your research and really through a process of elimination, figuring out which of these is probably the best two for you to go in a little deeper. Step four is to then go deeper on one or two of these, just one or two. Not more. So much so that you realize like, okay, yes, yes, you're getting confirmation. Like, yes, this is the thing I want to do. Yes, I'm interested in this. Yes, this is what I like doing. Yes, I can make money from this. And then you go all in on one. Okay. So this is a process and none of it will be crystal clear for you until you take action. You can't get where you need to go until you start. And if you need a very clear destination, if you need a perfect blueprint, a perfect map of how things are going to go, you won't find it. It doesn't happen that way. You just have to go for it. You have to realize that you get to pick your thing. Your thing doesn't just magically, it doesn't, no one's going to knock on the door and say like, here's your thing. Like, you just have to pick it and go for it and then stick with it. Pick it and then stick with it. It was probably a year and a half before I realized like, okay, yes, this fitness thing, it's working. And it wasn't huge. It was still a struggle, but like I could feel that traction. I could feel the excitement. I could feel the groundswell and I had to stay persistent. I had to stay consistent. I couldn't waver. You can't go back. Like once you set your sights and you decide for yourself, this is your thing. I want you to go all in. And I'm not going to sugarcoat this and tell you like, yeah, for 6 months, like, no, go all in for a year or more. Literally. Go so far in that people, they start talking about like, yeah, have you seen what Judy's doing? Yeah, like it's all she talks about now is knitting. That's it. And how she wants to teach this next generation how to knit. That's all she's posting about. That's all she's talking about. And that's like, if I'm going to give you a fifth step, it's actually still part of part four. But like step four is when I say you got to go all in, I mean, that means on your social, that means you're joining Facebook groups. That means that you're going on Reddit threads. You're watching YouTube videos. Like you are going all in. You're immersing yourself so that you become your own expert. You become someone who's obsessed with self-education. You're educating yourself on this topic so that you feel like you know so much. It's going to light you up because it's something you're passionate about. And you'll soon start to see other people, this is a good thing, who are making money doing that thing that you want to do, and you can use them to role model. You watch what they're doing. You watch what is working, what they aren't offering, what they're missing, how you can differentiate yourself, and use them as your model. Like it's not, obviously don't copy, but I'm saying like it's the greatest gift of all is the internet. Like anything that you can dream of that you're thinking like, could I even do that? Could I make money teaching people how to play billiards online? I promise you, no matter how wild your idea is, there's somebody out there who's doing it. Now, again, if at this point you're still struggling with finding clarity and you don't even know what those three things are, I encourage you to download the link that I've put in our description for this episode that'll help you to find your thing. Listen, it is my goal to be brief, to be bright, to make it fun, and then be done. Ladies and gentlemen, we are done.